USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time, that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chudden Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
With the Colonial Pipeline being shut down by suspected Russian hackers last week, President Biden offering a no comment when asked about millions of dollars in ransom being paid to the technology terrorists, the president is now asking Americans not to hoard the gas. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Friday to you. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied. Heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator, kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.